On Alabama Livestock News from the Southeast AgNet, we told you recently that 45 state cattlemen's associations have sent a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack urging him not to issue an order for a supplemental beef checkoff under the 1996 General Commodity Promotion, Research, and Information Act. And Executive Vice President of the Alabama Cattlemen's Association, Dr. Billy Powell, says they are one of the associations who signed that letter.
I think it was a pretty good surprise when the secretary, rather than getting the group that had been working together for 3 years to sit down and discuss their differences, he just said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, and I'm going to have another checkoff. And that's, I don't think he or anybody in his administration understands how the grassroots is the important part of the checkoff, because it's their money and they want some control and how it's going to be spent. And we've accomplished that with the 1985 Farm Bill and the checkoff that we've had in place. So we hadn't seen what he's even talking about doing. He just said, I'm not going to get any input. Y'all can sit in the Federal Register and make input there. So we were disappointed nationally and in Alabama. We wrote a letter telling them we oppose this approach. And it's interesting, Randall, that this came out within 2 months of a study that said the checkoff was doing about $11.20 for every dollar invested in the checkoff. But he said you need more money. He said the beef industry is big and you need more money. But he said, I'm going to do it my way. But we're real disappointed that the administration would take this approach.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.